This week's Sedra, the Pasuk starts, we read now in Kiras HaTorah, Vayikro Hashem El Moshe. So the Medrash Rabbah brings down that Moshe Rabbeinu had 10 different names. Avichoizeh, he brings down a list of 10 names that we don't even know them. And the Medrash finishes, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, but from all of the 10 names that you have, I will choose the name that Basi or Basparo he gave you. The pasuk says, "Vatikro Shmoi Moshe ki min hamayim mishisiu." Obviously, it was not his name because he had a bris milah when he was 8 days. She took him after 3 months out of the water, and she gave him a name, Moshe ki min hamayim mishisiu, because I pulled you out of the water. So Amram and Yocheved, his parents, gave him a different name in the Bris Milah. But we don't know that name. The Torah even kept it a secret. We only know one name, Vayikro Hashem El Moshe. Hashem decided that the name that Moshe Rabbeinu will be followed with, and this is the name that we know, is Moshe Rabbeinu. Like I said, we know for sure it's not the real name, because his Bris Milah was 3 months before Bas Paroi pulled him out of the water. And then she said, Ki min hamayim mishisiu. Some want to say maybe Amram had Ruach HaKodesh and he gave that name. This doesn't make sense. So Reb Chaim Shmulevitz explained why HaKadosh Baruch Hu choose this name if Basya Bas Paroi, not even a Jewish name, a name that a Goite gave Moshe Rabbeinu, and this is the name that symbolizes Moshe Rabbeinu. So Reb Chaim Shmulevitz explained that Basio by Sparoi, when she pulled her hands, she stretched her hand to take out Moshe Rabbeinu from the water, she was Moiser Nefesh. It was not easy for her. She had to go out of the way. She had to bring this Jewish kid into her house. Her father was trying to kill all the little kids, and she went and she saved that little kid. She made a Mesirus Nefesh. It was hard for her, but she pushed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, I want to teach you the secret of successful of a person. The secret of a person to grow, to become something special, is Mesirus Nefesh. When it's hard, and even so you do it, then you get the schar. They say over a story, a little kid came over to the Gerer Rebbe, the Alte Gerer Rebbe, and he was crying and crying, and the Rebbe asked him, why are you crying, Kindala? He couldn't talk. He's crying and he's crying. And the Rebbe, normally, you know, everyone passes through. But this kid was crying. So the Rebbe stabbed the kid. He took everyone out, put down the kid to sit. And with a nice, asked the kid, explain to me, why are you crying? He says, Rebbe, if you would know how hard for me is to learn, first, I don't enjoy it. And even after already, I push myself to come to class. I don't understand a word. A word I don't understand. And they explain to me again and again, the whole class already knows what is going on, and I'm behind. Rebbe, I can't anymore. Rebbe, I can't. And the Ger Rebbe gives him a kiss and he tells this kid, I'm so jealous of you. You know, I love learning. It's so easy for me to learn. Chazal say, Echot b'tzar, yoyser mimeo shaloi b'tzar. A person that it's hard for him gets 100 times more from when it's not hard. If it's hard for you to learn and you learn one day, it's like 100 days of mine. So if you learn 3 days a year, you already made it for the whole year. I have to work on for a whole year to catch up what you could get. Every person has to know that Ribbono Shel Olam loves us. He loves everyone and everyone. We say, Yedid Nefesh Ovo Rachamon. Hashem is a friend, is a father, full with Rachmanis. Hashem loves us. Some people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it easy for them, and some people Hashem made it harder for them. The ones that it's harder for them are luckier. I'm not saying that the people that are easy have to feel terrible. They're allowed to. A person has to know, the more it's hard and you push yourself, you become very great. You become very matzliach. You have the Siyata Dishmaya, you have the Atzlocha. Moshe Rabbeinu was called Moshe Ki Min Hamayim Mishisiu. Hashem wants that every time when we learn Torah, every time, to remember the name of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's hard, you push, and you get very far. This year, the Mir Yerushalayim passed a very hard loss by losing our Chashev Rosh Hashiva, our father, Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel, Zechel Tzadik VeKodesh Livracha. I'm sure you heard a lot about him. But there's one key that he had. He was a young American boy that came to Eretz Yisrael, and it was very hard for him. Very hard. He didn't understand the Tesfas. He had a Rebbe that taught him how to learn a Tesfas. After 2 years that he finished to learn by that Rebbe that taught him how to learn a Tesfas, he was 17. Here, I don't think we have 17 years old boys that already didn't know how to learn a Tesfas. So he was 17 and he didn't know how to learn a Tesfas. After 2 years learning a Tesfas, he bought a present to that Rebbe that taught him how to learn a Tesfas, and he described, "Thank you for teaching me to learn a Tesfas. I stole the Sefer to have it by me. I paid for it, don't worry, but I have it by me." He pushed himself. But Hashem said it's not enough. He became a Rosh Hashiva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him so ill. He had terrible, your worst day in your life that you will never have is the best day that he had, physically. I remember once I came to eat breakfast with him. He was cutting a piece of egg. He managed to slice it. He took it in the fork. He tried, hit his eye. He tried again, hit his nose. Tried again, hit his ear. I told him, "Shiva, I'll help you." The fifth time he managed to hit his mouth, the first little piece of egg for breakfast. Terrible pain. But he forced himself to learn. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu paid him, became the biggest Rosh Hashiva in the world of over 7,000 Talmidim. The most Choshev person, everyone, not even a kid in the world doesn't know who is Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel. When he was 17 years old, he was an American boy in Chicago. It was hard, but remember the secret. The more that it's hard and you push yourself, you go ahead and you success. I think every person has to take on himself, especially now, we come before Pesach time. In the Sfarim it says that, you know, we burn the chametz with fire. Why we burn the chametz with fire? Fire is the worstest thing, it burns. And it's the nicest thing, it's the light. Amud HaEish. When the Torah came down, also was full of fire. Fire is bad, and fire is good. The way a person manages, he forces himself. Sometimes it's hard. You have to push yourself. But after you push yourself, it shines. This is the Torah. The person will take on himself every day till Pesach. From today, we start from Rosh Chodesh, starting Shabbos. The 14 days before Pesach, before the night. Every day to learn a little bit, even if it's hard, even if you're home, even if it's hard. Every day to have a couple of moments that even if it's hard, you learn. And when a person does that part, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives the Siyata Dishmaya, that the Torah shines. You're such lucky boys. You know, you're in a yeshiva that has someone that stands behind you. That's what I heard all over. They say about this cheder that they take the boys and they make them to shine. So some boys are in a place that no one helps them. Maybe could have an excuse that it's hard. But if you're in a place that your rabbeim really want you to shine and they do so much for you, for sure everyone has to push himself. And Be'ezus Hashem, you will have the Siyata Dishmaya to grow and to shine the world. Be'ezus Hashem.